The patient's name is Caleb Lee, first name K-A-L-E-B, last name L-E-E, date of birth is 6/22/2012, date of service is 5/12/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness, this 9-year-old male presents with the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states the patient got up at 2 a.m. in the morning and began having vomiting and diarrhea. He did have several episodes in the middle of the night. This morning, he hasn't had any episodes. Mom denies any fever, allergies, no known drug allergies, current med. Let's discuss with mom's placed in chart, medical history, autism, surgical history, deny, social history, denies exposure, secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 113 over 62, heart rate 109, respiratory 16, temp 98.2, O2 100, and he weighs 114 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T. His mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JBD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored. Clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin warm, dry, near rational lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, gastroenteritis. Patient, mom does not wish him to have any testing done in the office since he hasn't had any fever, but she does agree to get a prescription for nausea, so I'll write him a prescription for Zofran. He is still able to drink, so mom will encourage fluids, and he's able to eat, so we'll stick to a bland diet at this time. If he has any worsening of symptoms, mom will bring him back to the office for further evaluation, possible further testing. As long as patient's diarrhea does subside and the Zofran works for his nausea, she'll bring him back to school tomorrow. Mom does agree with the clinic here, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.